The number of shear today is shear 9. Yesterday was shear 8. So I made a mistake. I wrote 10 and 9. So please mark that if you can. And also, I want to dedicate today's shear, like we said in Seder, to those who perished in 9/11. And may their neshama go to the highest points in Gan Eden. Okay? All right, let's begin. We left off yesterday. We're in the Gemara here on Beis and Beis, where we begin new piece of Gemara. And the new piece of Gemara is different statements in the name of Rav. We're going to see three different approaches that are quoted in the name of Rav. God willing, Rav Oshia, Rav Huna, and Rav Hanan bar Rav Hanan. Okay? Rav Hanan also has a shita, Rav Hanan bar Rabba. The three approaches is to exactly what Rav said. And what we have to see is that how that relates to Beis Amid Aleph and the three approaches as to a sukkah lamalim yesimama. Okay? So let's see the Gemara at Lamaisa inside as we begin this din. Okay? Says the Gemara the following. The Gemara says, Kiman Asla. How does the statement go? Ha damar Rav Oshia, damar Rav Machloikis, shena dfonos magias l'schach. Ava dfonos magias l'schach, fil hilam alam yeshimama k'sheira. So there's a statement of Rav Oshia in the name of Rav, and that statement of Rav Oshia b'shem Rav is as follows, that the Machloikis tin reviewed in the Chachamim in the Mishnah as to whether a sukkah l'malam yeshimama is a situation where the walls do not reach the schach. Okay, it's very easy to envision. The walls don't reach the schach, but if the walls reach the schach, we say even if it's more than esrim ama, the din is that it's considered to be ksheira. Okay, so that's the statement of Rav Oshia b'shem Rav. Okay, that's where we have the statement of Rav Oshia b'shem Rav halacha lemaisa. So the Gemara says, "Kiman, to which one of the three approaches on Beis Amid Aleph does this plug into?" So the Gemara says, "Kerabba, it plugs into Rabba." The reason why a sukkah, where the hollowness is above 20 am, is 20.1, is psula, is because you have no cognition. But since the walls are magia lemaisa, since the walls arrive at the schach, the assumption being that one's eyes are going to follow the wall. So since one's eyes are going to follow the wall goes all the way up and touches the schach. So you'll notice that you're what? That you're in the schach. So if you notice you're in the schach, that fits what? That fits very beautifully, halacha lemaisa. So you see b'feirish that the first statement, Rav Oshia Marav, who makes this distinction between what? Between whether the walls touch the schach or not, fits in with who? Fits in the sheet of Rabba. Correct. Well said. Very good. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Kiman, Mehanach Amaroi Delel Azla Hachule. What does that mean? Which Amaroi Man Bezamad Aleph? Okay. Azla means goes. Correct. Machlok is Rebuter Rabbanon. Mashlot Shalot Be'ena Derech Tfonos. Your eyes follow the walls. Now Rashi writes something very important. Everywhere Rashi. Dimishum Eroihu. If it's because of a roi, o mishum tzel, it doesn't make a difference. Bitfonos magias l'schach amai motor abonin. Why would that make a difference? If you are a what? Keva man, if you build it higher than 20, it's already keva. I don't care where the walls reach the schach. And if you're a tzel man, the tzel is also going to come from where? The tzel is also going to come from the walls. So no matter how you slice it, this chiluk of Rav Oshia b'shem Rav only fits in with Rabba who holds cognition, and that's very, very clear. Okay? Now, the Gemara has later on, let's get it down our notes, on Daf Dalin and the Beis, and Daf Tetzayin and Aleph, that there is no need for the Defonos to reach the Schach, in general. If you have a 90-nama Sukkah, okay, does the walls have to reach the Schach? No. What is the Makor, Dalin and Beis, and Tetzayin and Aleph? Please get it. It's enough that the walls are 10 Tfachim high, and that's fine. And the reason for that being is called Gud Asik Mechitzta. Gud Asik means stretch up the walls. Gud Asik is Allah Moshe Mishinai. And the Halacha Moshe Sinai tells me that the walls stretch up to the schach. So as long as the schach are 10 tefachim high, that is enough. And therefore you stretch up. It's called Gud Asik. Dalanim at base and Tetzayanim at Aleph. Let's get the cloud. Gud Asik. It means that stretch up. Gud Asik means you stretch up the walls all the way to the schach, and therefore it is considered to be ksheir. That's Halacha Moshe Messina. Okay, Dalanim at base and Tetzayanim at Aleph.
But isn't there a problem with doing that with Sukkar?
No, not a problem at all. As long as the mechitza is 10 tefachim high, it's fine. So that's the din, Halacha L'maaseh. I want you to get that. Okay? The Ritva says in Tetzaneh D'Maaseh L'maaseh, it says, based on good asik mechitza, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, please get it, Ladina. The walls do not have to touch the schach. Tuf Reish Lamed, Sifkat Mem Gimel. Mishnah Berurah writes before us, Tuf Reish Lamed, Sifkat Mem Gimel, this halacha. Okay? So we got that clear. So we find Halacha L'maaseh, that this fits very, very well in this din. And the truth is, the Mishnah is not Macharek in Sukkah L'Sukkah. Rav says the Macharek on Stam Sukkah. Stam Sukkah L'maaseh is Gavor Me'ashim Amas Ein Fonos Magias L'Schach. Because Minadin, it's die with the Mechitzas Asar Tfachim. So what do you have to Mitroch Magbia the Fonos Kokach? In other words, the Pshat is, in this understanding, I want you to get this. The assumption of the Mishnah, the assumption of the Gemara is that the Mishnah is talking about what case? This is what the Miri points on in the Tashbetz. What case? That the walls don't reach the schach. We're talking about a case where the walls do not reach the schach. So since we're talking about a case where the walls do not have to necessarily reach the schach, so the schach is less than 20 amas. And how do you know the walls don't have to reach the schach? Come on, Ephraim. You got to be on time, Lamais, okay? You missed all shtickles, okay? We got to try to be here, Lamais, on time. Let's get on time. Okay, we got to add him. We got to try to be on time because we missed the shtickles. Yehuda, we got to start on time. Okay, we end on time. We got to start on time. Okay, you already missed a few shtickles. Okay, so I want you to get this. The Mishnah is talking about all types of sukkahs, and therefore it's all types of sukkahs. Mistama lemaisa. What do we say? Do the walls have to fit the schach? Do they have to touch the schach? No. So when it says a sukkah is less than 20 amos, mistama, it's not talking about a case where it's not touching. So when it's Lamala Miyasrim, what's it talking about? What's it talking about, Lamala Miyasrim? Also a situation where what? Where this the mechitz is what? The walls are not touching the stock. You follow me? So therefore that's not so crazy. That's what I'm pointing out to you. The statement of Raboshi B'Shem Rav that the Machloikis and the Mishnah is talking about a case where the walls don't what? Don't reach the schach, because the case where it is kosher, mistama, the walls not reaching the schach, because they don't have to. Dovi, come on, we got to start on time. Lamais, I said to everybody, especially we're trying, today's Zeichel Nishmas, the people that perished 9/11, okay? So what are we talking about? The Chiddush is that just like the mechitza, the dolphin doesn't have to reach the schach, if it's less than 19 amas, so too what? The Machlokes in Rebbe and Rabban is talking about what case? Also where what? Where the walls do not what? Do not reach the schach. Okay? Why do we know, Adam, that the mechitzas don't have to reach the schach? Because of good asik. There's a lachem says you stretch up the walls, they touch the schach. So there is no way that the mechitzas have to touch the schach. So the Machlokes in Rebbe and Rabban isn't exactly that case. So we pin down the Rav Oshia B'Shem Rav, who holds like who? Rav Oshia B'Shem Rav holds like who? Rabba. We're talking about the din of cognition. Yes, go ahead, Yoni. Yeah, good asik is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There are certain, remember we said there are five ways to learn adin d'oraisa? Didn't we say that at the beginning of the year, I think? Remember we said my Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Nachum, taught us there are five ways to learn adin d'oraisa. What are they? A gzeres hakasev, a svara, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the din of Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, which are not necessarily recorded in the Torah, like all shiurim. Number four is Yud Gimel Midos. And number five is what? Yeah. Number five is Taktim, historical precedence. The way the Yidim converted at Har Sinai is the way we follow. Geirus, you follow me? So there are Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai, all Shiurim that we have are Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai. One of the other Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai are Gud Asik. Stretch up the wall. We imagine that the wall reaches up and touches the schach. Like you're doing weights. That's the din, okay? That's halacha. What daf? Dalin and beis tetzayinim at aleph. So I'm saying if that's the case where everyone agrees, so in the case where Rebbe and Chacham argue, also is a similar case where the walls don't necessarily touch. But if the walls would touch Jacob, then it would be what? Then it would be good. Because you follow the wall, follows up to the eyes. The eyes follow the wall and it touches the stock. So you realize you're sitting in Sukkah. Okay. Very good. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. We got it, Clore? All right. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Take a look at the Tosfos. Okay, let's see the Tosfos inside. Okay, dear Maskel v'Kevin. Right? What does Tosfos here say, a Chiddush here, that the Fanos are Magias L'Schach? Okay, what does that mean? Let's see inside the Tosfos, okay? See the Tosfos inside. Yoni, go ahead, read the Tosfos. Go ahead. From the top of Gimel, Abezim and Beis, go ahead. Let's see that second, the second Tosfos. Go ahead. What do you say? Oh, so since the eyes follow the walls, they'll see the schach. Go ahead. Oh, so it's not similar to what? To Nir Chanukah and Akura of a Mavui. Why is it not similar? Because those are puzzled, even if what? Even if the wall, what goes up to them? The Lo Chashiv Heker is not considered Heker, Lamal Miesrim. Go ahead. Even though the Korah is on top of a wall, and you should follow the wall up to the Korah, so it should be good, right? So why is it different? Go ahead. Right, the Hussam. Read from the Hussam. The Hussam, what does he say again? The bottom line is what? That even though there's walls by the Kura, but the Kura is very what? It's not noticeable because it's only a tefach wide. Whereas the Sukkah is much wider.
Right.
So the Sukkah is much wider and the walls touch a sock, it's going to be much noticeable. Much more noticeable. So you have a lot of cognition there. So Tosus goes ahead and he says, I want you to get it down. Tos Mechadesh, that based on our Gemara, Rav Oshia B'Shem Rav says, that if the walls reach the schach, it's kshera, because he's going like Rabba. Even if it's 25 amas high, it's fine. Points out Tosfos, I want you to know that does not apply to a mavui and a Ner Chanukah. Does not apply to a Ner Chanukah and a mavui. Even though the walls go all the way up, it's not good. You have cognition, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference, al pi halacha, because there is no cognition. Because it's not as wide as the sukkah. The Chanukiah and the Kura are not as wide. Therefore what? Therefore will not be what? Will not be noticeable. Now David pointed out in Seder, very astutely, that if you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz does not bring in Chanukah. If you notice, Tosfos Lamaisa here, very good. I noticed it myself, but the Rabbeinu Peretz in Maskel Kevin, David pointed out very nicely, he doesn't bring in Chanukah at all. Interesting. He only brings in from Kura. Why is this so interesting? I'll tell you why. Because what you see from the Tosfos is as follows. That it all depends upon, technically, halach l'maisa, it all depends on technically whether he feels you're going to be able to notice or not. And since he feels that the mavui is only wide, only a tefach, it's not nikeris, even if the walls come. And so too that he says the Chanukiah. So Simi is asking, Lamaisa, you asked me in Seder, Lamaisa, that this is, the Ritva writes right here, I wanted you to see it, that this is Dachuk. He thinks that this answer is Dachuk. He says, you will follow it. Lashon of the Tosfos here, Tosfos I gave you, the Ritva says, he thinks this answer is very weak. He thinks this answer is very weak, because is that necessarily so? Says the Ritva says, what are you talking about? He thinks it's very difficult to suggest this pshat, lamaisa. Very, very difficult, lamaisa, to suggest this doche ku lomar. Shiny us of shina kur rachav el tefach. He doesn't like that pshat. He thinks it's a doche. Okay? So the Ritva writes beferish in Dibra Maskel what? Dibra Maskel keman asl that it's a doche. Please get it down. So what is the Ritva's pshat? So the Ritva and along with the Ra'ah, they say as follows. Let's get it down. The Ritva and the Ra'ah say as follows, and they say that by a sukkah doesn't mean that because the walls you'll follow the schach, you'll see the schach. Doesn't mean that. What does it mean? Let's get it down, Donnie. It means that since you are surrounded with the mechitzas, kehilchos son, and you are standing under what? Under the covering of schach, it's impossible for you not to notice that you're sitting under schach. You're enveloped. You're enveloped. It doesn't literally mean that you're going to see the schach. But since you're surrounded, you're going to have cognition, and the cognition is that you're going to know what? You're going to know that you're sitting in a what? In a sukkah that has schach.
But a mavli is for sure surrounded by three sets. A sukkah is only surrounded by two in a little bit. So it's possible a mavli might be surrounded more than a sukkah.
Lamai, what'd you say? But it's open, Lamai's on one side.
Okay, but
so the sukkah is also open, you're saying. You're saying the sukkah is also open, you're saying.
It's more of that you're sitting down and...
But Lamaisa, okay. But let's understand what he says. He says, Iker perish avagav the cholamal me'ashema ain't derech lakbiya enough. Komokom kem chu mukov shtei mechitz kilchosin da riven v'shlishis teva da fonos magios l'shach v'ro atzim mechusa v'omadachas kirui. What is Nun Resh Vav? Natar Rachmano Yoshmare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch him. Okay? So, Simi has a good kasha. Right? What does the Ritva say? Doesn't mean literally your eyes are going to walk up the follow the wall and you'll see the schach. What does it mean, Yosef? It means whether you feel that you're enveloped or not. So he says, if the walls reach up to the schach, it means that once it's your mukaf kehilkason, then it's like your tachas akirui. And therefore it's impossible not to feel it halach l'maisa. But what about by what? What about by Mavui? Go ahead, David.
I was going to say in defense of the Ritva, that there's two. One is that a sukkah, like let's say if you have a sukkah, like the, it's only going to be so big. A Mavui, the alley can be very long, so meaning the third wall could be very far.
Excellent. What, number one, Nakuda. Number two, what do you want to say?
He says specifically you're under the roof. There's no roof if you're on a Mavui.
Yes, well said. Excellent. I want you to get down exactly what David said. Again, what we have so far is the what? Is the statement Rabbi Oshi B'Shem Rav that says what? Rabbi Oshi B'Shem Rav says the walls reach the schach. It's good. Why? Adam, because it fits what? Cognition. Yes? Yeah? Rabbi Oshi B'Shem Rav fits who? Fits Rava. Yes?
Yes?
Because you're going to follow the walls up there. Tyson says, 1 second. What about by Chanukian and Mabui? He says they're too small. Since they're too small, it doesn't make a difference. He says, you know what? You're not going to notice anything because you're too small. You follow me? Okay. Comes along the Ritva and says, I think that answers Dachuk mode. Very, very schwer. Because Pastama, you thought you'll notice it. So what does it mean? It means that in the sukkah, you're going to be totally enveloped when the walls reach the sach. You feel that what you're enveloped. You feel like you're surrounded. So if you feel like you're surrounded, what happens? You know you're in a sukkah. You don't feel that way in a mavui, as David said very beautifully. First of all, it's very long. Second of all, it has no ceiling. So therefore, you're not going to have that same feeling. The same thing by the Chanukiah. There's no notion of being enveloped. So therefore, al pi halacha, it comes out that what? That this chiluk of the walls touching the sach will not help you by mavui, will not help you by what? Will not help you by Chanukah. However, please get this. Let's get this down. Says the Aruch Lener in the Sfas Emes, the nafkamina between the two pshatim is as follows. That according to the Ritva, it's not enough that one wall touches. That's why the Gemara says defanos. Did you notice that? It says defanos. Walls. Donnie, let's get that down. It says walls, defanos. So since it says walls, al pi halacha, since it says walls, you need all the walls to touch the schach to feel the envelopment. Mashenkein lefi the Tosfos, where Tosfos just said that what? The whole function in this Gemara is to what? Is to notice the what? What's the whole function in this Gemara? To notice the what? The schach, then one wall would be sufficient to touch. It's a very nice nafkamina. I want you to get that down.
That just disproves the fact that you're under roof. This doesn't make a difference. According to the Ritva,
what do you mean? What, you're still the question. You have a schach there. The question is whether all the walls have to touch a schach or not. So if you say the function is to actually what feel you're enclosed, then you know all the funnels. But if you say the function is to see the schach, so one wall touching is enough. That's a very beautiful nafkamina. The Sfas Emes, the Aruch Lener point out. Please get that down. You're only between the Tosfos and the what and the Ritva. Okay, very beautiful nafkamina. Yes, Marty. Yes. What's Tosfos Opshad? Tosfos Opshad is that you have to actually see the schach. So if you follow the wall, you're going to see what? You're going to see the schach. So you don't have to follow all the walls. Not all the walls have to touch the schach. As long as one wall touches, it's enough. And when the Gemara says defanos, it's lav davka. Doesn't mean all the walls. But according to the Ritter's pshat, that the whole pshat is to feel enveloped, and you're being surrounded, so there's no doubt that the defanos, all the defanos, should touch the schach, so you can have that enveloping feeling. And when the Gemara says defanos, it literally means defanos. It's not lav davka. This is a great methodological example, guys. You got to understand the svar, and you can plug it into the lashon of the Gemara. Based on the svar, the lashon is davka or lav davka. Machloik is toisus who? Toisus in the Ritva. But it comes out, let's get this, comes out, halach lamaisa, interestingly, that the Beis Yosef quotes, one sec, Avi, we'll get to you. The Beis Yosef, I wanted you to see, again, this is, I wrote a mistake, it's not Shir 10, it's Shir 9. Yesterday was 8, today is 9. Please get it. What does the Rabbeinu Yoel quoted by the Beis Yosef? Simin Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph. Dibra Maskev Kosav HaRabbeinu Yoel. He quotes Meshim Nariya Boa. The following, I want you to get it. The Tur says Beferish in the name of Rabbeinu Yoel that a Chanukiah that is Lamayel Meshim Amma, if the walls reach it, it is Kshera. Please get this. We haven't seen such a Shita. A Chanukiah that is higher than 20, he says, if the walls reach it, it is what? It is Kshera. Wow.
Who is this?
Rabbeinu Yoel, the Tur quotes. And the Tur argues on him and says it's wrong.
Which wall is it referring to?
The Chanukiah is by any, yeah. Let's say it's outside. No, let's say it's outside. But you have a wall. I don't know, let's say you build a shelf on the top of a wall outside the Chanukiah, where you put the Chanukiah on the top. Lamal Miasramam is a shelf extension of the wall. So is that Kshera? He says yes. Rabbeinu Yoel.
How would that be?
In Yerushalayim, outside, you have a wall.
How did it not reach the wall? Like a menorah cannot float in the air 20 amos. Like how? What's the other possible option?
What do you mean? It doesn't have to be on a wall. It could be on a ladder. It doesn't have to be a flat, a solid wall. Could be something you hang on there, you hang off of a telephone pole.
Yeah.
Could have many different scenarios. Doesn't have to always have a wall. He writes if there's a wall, it's Kshera. That's smack against who? Tosfos. Right? Tosfos said it was Psula. And the Tur is Doiche. What'd you say?
The only time you're going to really have a wall for Hanukkah is it's outside.
I'm saying we're talking about lit outside, but what they do is Mount Gemara. And what they do in Yerushalayim. So I'm saying if you extend it, if you built it off the wall, like you're saying, Adam, you build it off the wall outside, it's going to be Kshera. Rabbeinu Yoel says, what do you mean? Tosfos said it's wrong. Tur says it's wrong. What's the Svara? What's the Svara? So the Beis Yosef says, I want you to get this. I want you to get this. The Beis Yosef says that the Svara, the Maria Bua, it's the Maria Bua. The Maria Bua says it's good. The same Svara exists by Sukkah, exists by Hanukkah as well. The same svara that exists by Sukkah exists by Hanukkah as well. Meaning that as long as it's noticeable, and we assume that it is noticeable, that Maria Avua says that it is going to be noticeable, and he says, why should you limit that svara to Sukkah? We should apply it to Hanukkah as well. Al pi din. That's what they claim. Okay? That's what they claim. So that's a very, very big chiddush, halacha lemaisa, because we say, halacha lemaisa, that there's a third shot. What's the third shot in the Rishonim? What's the third shot in the Rishonim? The third shot in the Rishonim, Lamaisa, comes out a tremendous Kiddush, and this is the Rabbi Yonas Lunil, as I said, B'Shem the Rei Avua. And this is a third shot. What is the third shot? The third shot runs like this, that since there is airspace between the walls and the Schach, there is airspace. If there's airspace between the walls and the schach, the avir is mazik your eyes. And therefore your ayin will not be sholet this bow. This is what the shita of the Rabbi Yonis and Lunil, and this is the shita of the Beis Yosef, b'shem the Mariavuha. B'shem the Riavuha. Okay? B'shem the Riavuha. He says this chiddush. The Riavuha, the Beis Yosef, I want you to see. Lomai, so people we could find in the Beis Medrash, the tour. The Beis Yosef quotes Hashem the Riavu, a third shot. The reason why if there's a space between is because the Avir is Mazik Le'naim, because Mestoma, sunlight's going to come through, might blind you. You don't want to look up. You're not going to notice the Schach. But when the walls reach the Schach, you're fine. There's no avir that can get in that's going to damage your eyes, and it's fine. So what emerges? What emerges is what? Is three pshatim right here in this Gemara, in the Rishonim. When the Gemara says, the funos that are Megi Leschach, what problem is it solving, Yehuda? Donnie, what problem is it solving? Let's get it down. When the wall touches the Schach. Number one, according to Tosfos, it's solving the cognition problem. Halacha L'maaseh, and that's why what? By Sukkah, by Chanukah, Maviyah, Mavui, it's bad. Number two pshat is you feel enveloped because it touches, and therefore by the Sukkah, it's going to solve the Sukkah problem. Whereas by Mavui and Chanukah, you don't feel enveloped. That's whose pshat? That's the Ritva's pshat. And then the third pshat is who? The Tur B'Shem Riabua. What's the Tur B'Shem Riabua? I'm sorry, the Beis Yosef B'Shem Riabua, correct? Thank you, Avram. The Beis Yosef B'Shem Riabua says what? Says the following pshat. What is that, Marty? Is that what? Is that the avir is going to what stop you from looking at the schach, because there's sunlight that comes in. So it comes out, if you take this third pshat, I want you to get this down. That is the svar of the Rabbeinu Yoel. That by Chanukah, it's fine. By Chanukah, it's fine because the wall is going to block what? The avir, and therefore you have no problem looking up at the Chanukiah. You have no problem looking up at the Chanukiah at all. So that's exactly what the Beis Yosef is miyashiv the what? Is miyashiv the Rabbeinu Yoel that by Chanukah is good because of the svar of what? There's no problem of over blinding you. And the Bach comments on the other side of the tour to the Beis Yosef, who says the Mari Abu is right? Who says the Marabi is right? Maybe it's not true. Maybe the Avir is not going to blind you. Who says it's right? And he says the reason why you need the walls to reach the Schach is in order to what? Realize that you are what? Realize that you are what? You are covered with Schach. And therefore the Bach writes, please get this down, that he believes Tosfos and the Ran are beferish against what? Against Rabbeinu Yoel. They're mamish beferish against Rabbeinu Yoel. Tosfos doesn't say a word about Avir. The Ran doesn't say a word about Avir. And therefore the Bach is doiche the Beis Yosef. So I want you to get this. We had a third pshat of the Avir, and therefore that might be the pshat of what? The Rabbeinu Yoel, the last Chanukah even to be good. Halacha L'maaseh. And then the Bach challenges the Beis Yosef. What are you talking about? How do you know he's right? And I'll tell you, the Tyson and Ron don't agree with Rabbeinu Yoel. They say nothing about Avir. Nothing at all. Halacha L'maaseh. And the truth of the matter is, if you look on the bottom of the page of the tour, who wrote the Dark Emotion?
Ramal.
The Ramal wrote the Dark Emotion. And he quotes from the Maharami Prague. The Maharami Prague, not the Maharal. The Ramal lived before the Maharami Prague. The Maharami Prague asks on Rabbeinu Yoel, we paskin in Sukkah like who? Like Rava Rabba. What did we learn yesterday? We paskin like Rava, not like Rabba. So Lamaisa, why are you paskin halachas based on Rabba? Halacha Lamaisa. So how would you solve that? So I'll tell you how you'd solve that. From Rabba, Le'inyan Sukkah, even though we don't paskin like Rabba regarding what? Regarding Sukkah, but we can utilize Rabba's for Legabe what? Legabe Chanukah. And that's what the svara here of this mahalach is. So guys, I want you to get this. Let's say it over one more time. We'll get to Avram. Let's get it clear. Just this statement, Adam, of the Gemara, Rabbi Oshia B'Shem Rav, Jacob, get it down. That he said that what? That if the wall reaches the schach, it's k'shera, that's alibi d'rabba. Cognition. I follow the wall up. How do I learn pshat in the Gemara when it says magil eschach, Marty? Three pshatim. Tosfos says, I'll follow the walls all the way up, and therefore I'll see it. That does not work by Chanukiah and Mavui. Why does that not work by Chanukiah and Mavui? Because the Kur is what? The Chanukah is too small, and the Mavui is too small. Yes? Yep. What the Ritva say? Ritva said, I don't like that pshak. It's Dochah. The Stomi said it's Dochah because why? You still probably could notice it, no matter how small it is. So what the Ritva say? The notion of envelopment. Do I feel enveloped? So by Sukkah I do. When it touches. And that's why we said the Svasemis Darachanir said what? All the walls must touch. All. Because you want that envelopment theory. Yoni, you got me? Whereas if you hold what? If you hold Lamaisa like the Tysus, you don't need all of them to touch. Therefore, the word Dolphin is Lav Dafka. According to Ritva, the word Phonos is Dafka. Comes out beautifully according to Ritva and the Raw. But then there's a third shot. And the third pshat is the notion of avir, the space. The avir space allows sunlight, and it's going to damage your eye. You don't want to look up. You don't want to look up. If you don't want to look up, then Lamaisa, we said that the Beis Yosef says, if that's the Svara, that would apply even to what? Even the Chanukah. It applies definitely to Sukkah, but it applies even to Chanukiah. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, he points out that if what? That if the wall goes all the way up to the Chanukiah, it would be Ksheira. So the Beis Yosef was Masbir, the Rabbeinu Yoel was Makshir Sukkah, Makshir Chanukah. When the walls touch, is going like which sheet to the third Svara? That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Rabbeinu Yoel is going like the Maria Bua. And the Bach says, who says he's right? Who says he's right that no one's going to look through? There's not always sunlight there. Maybe some guy will get sunglasses. Number two, he points out, I'll tell you, Tosin Ron say nothing about Avir. They don't talk about Avir at all. So Tosin Ron don't like it. Halach l'maisa. So therefore, he's Deichet. But we point out that Darkei Moshe says, the Marami Prague, he says, I don't understand what he's talking about, Rabbeinu Yoel, about Hanukkah. Because who do we passing like Yosef? We passing like Rav anyway. So the Bach says, that doesn't bother me. We passing like Rav in Sukkah, but in Hanukkah we can transport the theory of Rabbah.
What is the Marami Prague again?
Marami Prague says, I don't understand how you can be Makshir a Chanukiah Lamalim Yesru. How could you do that? We pass like Rava. Rava says anything above 20 is bad. We pass like Rava in Sukkah. So what are you building up this whole theory that what we find in Sukkah, we find by Hanukkah? We don't hold like Rava in Sukkah. We hold like Rava. Fine, we hold like Rava in Sukkah, but what? We hold like Rava in Sukkah, but we also what? We can transport Rava's theory to what? To Hanukkah. Now, I want you to get this down. I showed David in the lunch break the Marcheshes. What does the Marcheshes say? That the Rambam passes like Rava, then anything above 20 is bad, even if the walls touch the what? Touch the Shach. But what's the Nakuda the Marcheshes says, David? That the Rambam, Marty, get this down, that the Rambam also holds like who? Rava as well. The Rambam also holds like Rava as well. In Hilchos Sukkah. He also holds like, he holds like Rabbah, but he also holds like Rabbah as well. That you need cognition. And therefore, if you sit in a sukkah, and you weren't sure whether it's kosher, and you said a bracha leishe b'sukkah, and then they fix it while you're still eating lunch, you have to say a new bracha leishe b'sukkah. Because unless you know 100% you're certainly sitting in a certifiably kosher sukkah, that's a lack of yediyah and cognition.
That's what we mentioned earlier.
Yes, but I want to stress that now with the Marcheshes. So did everyone have this Mahalach, Marty? You got this down? You got it? The three Mahalachim and the Rishonim. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
I have two questions.
Go ahead, real quick.
By the sukkah, if you have a huge sukkah that's 100 amos by 100 amos, and you're sitting in the middle of the wall, so you're just next to a wall here, and then it's 30 amos high, you're not gonna feel enveloped by the walls if there's only one wall next to you. Or if you're sitting in the middle of the sukkah, and all the walls are 50
miles
away from you, you're not going to feel like you're in the sukkah, but it's so big.
Why not?
If it's huge, then you're not going to see the walls. You're not going
to. You have the three walls above you. You have schach above you. It's much better. I want you to contrast it to a mavui. It's definitely more enveloping than a mavui. Okay?
And also,
yeah, go ahead.
By Hanukkah, we light the menorah at nighttime.
Right, but what's the din of the sukkah? The ability to notice it, right? The ability to notice it. Right, so that's why I think it's not just what I said, sunlight. It said avir. So I don't think it's just sunlight. Just maybe somehow there's smog or whatever it is. The avir looking up, it's the Rishonim understood it's going to be disturbing. So it's not just sunlight. It's a good point. It's a good nekuda. It'll literally be avir. Correct. Well said. Yes, go ahead.
Seems like there's another aspect of the river, that also you're sitting down. So when you sit down, you're looking around. When you're standing up and just walking, you're not looking all around, looking up. When you're sitting down, you're saying
you understand the Ritva, you're saying the enveloping?
If you're in the sukkah sitting down, then you see the wall as red.
Right, okay, but I think even...
But with the menorah, you're not, when you're outside, you're not just like staring up in the sky.
Okay.
You're walking. So it makes less sense. It makes more sense to say that when you're in sukkah, you see.
Okay, I hear you, but I think.
But you're not looking.
Okay.
Up. You're not looking 20 amos in the air.
That's true. Also, the notion of envelopment only you have by the sukkah halacha l'maisa. It's not going to happen by the Hanukkah. You're saying good. It's a good svara what you're saying. It's a good svara what you're saying. Okay, good. What'd you say?
It's because you're walking and walking around doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to look up. I'm
saying you're right. I'm saying whether you're walking or sitting, the envelopment of the sukkah is there because you're enveloped in the three walls.
I think even more so, like in a Hanukkah candle, since there's a light and you're walking around, you're going to go look up and see, oh, wait, what's that light over there?
Yeah, but Lamaisa, that envelopment, Lamaisa, you have by the sukkah. You don't feel that envelopment by the Hanukkah. You're not enclosed. That's the vort at it. And there's no enclosure. You have to be feel enveloped and enclosed. You don't have that. That's the chiddush. Yes, David, go ahead. Okay, all right, good. All right, we got this pshat now? Let's get this now. So those are the three pshatim in the Rishonim that we have in Feirush, okay? That's the three pshatim in the Rishonim, okay? We put this on cool, Elisa, okay? All right? You got this? Let's go. Okay, we got to go Vayikra now in the Gemara. Okay, let's go. So the Gemara has this chiddush of these three. These three didn't. Before we go Vayikra, though, I gave it a Taz. What does the Taz ask? Taz asks the following kasha. Let's get it down. The Taz asks, in Simon, Tof Resh, Ayin Aleph, Sif Gotten Hay, he said, I don't understand this third shot about the Avar being Mazik your eyes. Why is that true? Please get this kasha the Taz down. Why doesn't he like this third approach in Rishonim? I'll tell you why he doesn't like it. Because if you have a Mechitza less than 20, and there is space between what? There is space between the walls and the Schach. Yes? It doesn't touch. What do we say the din is? The beginning of Shir.
Kosher.
It's kosher based on good. Asik. What do you mean there's Avir? Why doesn't the Avir cause a problem to you to be Mazik? Why do we assume automatically it's good? That it's Sholot Be'ena. Must be that what? Must be that if you have a wall, somehow it doesn't work. The Avir doesn't hurt you. So he asks, you know what? Let's say you build a wall that's 22 amas high. And there's a little bit of space between the 22 amas and the schach. Why is that not good? You understand what I'm saying? If less than 20 is good, the avir doesn't bother me, doesn't mazik, so let it be good above 20. That's the Taz's kasha. It's a very, very convincing kasha.
I mean, how,
the Vushay Srad. The Vushay Srad is mazik. The kasha says, I don't understand what you're talking about. Jacob, you follow what I'm saying? In other words, if you have a 15 amma wall, and there's a space between the 15 amma wall and the schach, and the din is that what? That's considered to be kosher? Because the schach is 18 amma? Why doesn't the avir hurt me? It doesn't hurt me. The bottom line is it doesn't hurt me. So if it doesn't hurt me there, why should it hurt me in the above case? Therefore, the Taz says, I don't like this third shot in the Rishonim. He rejects it. I'll be din. Don't give me the svar of the avir being mazik. The avir being mazik is not a legitimate svar. That's what he wants to tiny because he says, Vimanafshach. He says, I don't understand why in one case it's good, in another case it's not good. That's a very, very strong kasha. Okay? It's a very, very strong kasha, Lamais. Okay? You got this? You get it before, Donnie, right? Wake you up. You got me? Okay? So I want you to get this down. The Taz asks on the third approach when we show him, don't give me the business, the other is mazik. The other is not mazik if it's less than 20. So less than 20 is not mazik. So above 20 is not mazik either. Yes, Ephraim, go ahead.
I mean, that's the whole. The Rishonim say that. The Rishonim obviously know. Like, the whole group is what the.
I understand, but there are three pshatim in the Rishonim.
I understand, but that's.
The difficulty in the third pshat is it doesn't mazik with the difference between above 20 and below 20. Don't give me the business of your mazik. Because either it's mazik or it's not mazik.
They're saying that below 20 obviously isn't mazik. And above 20
I understand that, but they're saying.
He's asking like,
but the other two Rishonim don't like that because it doesn't make any sense. The chiluk between below 20, above 20 doesn't make any sense. Either the other is mazik or it's not mazik. And the bottom line is that what? It's not mazik because below 20 we say it's good. No? You follow what I'm saying? It's a great kasha of the Taz. And the Taz, therefore, is doicha this third shita. He's doicha the third shita, which is identified as who? Rabbi Yonas and Lunil and the Beis Yosef Hashem, the Rarib Avuah. Okay? He's doich in this third sheet. It's a very strong kasha that the Taz. That's the Taz I wanted you to see that the Levusha Yisrad is Masbir very beautifully Allah Lamaisa. Okay, good. This is the first shtickle in the Gemara. Viter now. Let's go. Viter now in the Gemara. Yoni, Viter, let's see the Gemara. Next line of the Gemara. Let's go. Kiman. Real loud. Kiman Aslo, next one.
Kiman.
Kiman Aslo, Hadamar of Huna.
Kiman.
Oh, about what? Kiman. So who does he plug in with the three and Amud Aleph? He plugs in with Rabbi Zeira. Damar? The cave into what? Oh, period. Excellent. So what's four Amas? Four Amas is 6 feet. An Am is a foot and a half. That's the sheet that we'll go with. So if you have a situation where the sukkah holds exactly 6 feet by 6 feet, what's the din? What's the din? It's, the machloik is only in that case, but if it's more, you can have a 25 amas high. Because since it's wider, the shade's going to come from what? The schach and not the walls, and therefore he plugs in beautifully with who? Who does he plug in beautifully who? With who?
Zero.
With Reb Zeira. Okay, Rashi. Read the Rashi there. Hachi Garsinan. Take a look. Go ahead. Hey Gimel, Hachi Garsin and Rashi before Mishum Tzel. Go ahead. No, read it. Yeah, Hachi Garsin. Read Hachi Garsin. Wow. So what does that mean? Get that Rashi. Mishum Tzel. The Mishum Mishlet Eina. If it's because of cognition. Tfei mi arba amas purta. What's purta mean?
A little bit.
As long as it's a little bit, lo shalta beina. As long as it's a little bit wide, lamaisa, lo shalta beina. Yes? Does everyone got that?
Yeah.
Now, what does he say on the side? I don't know if you guys have that. What do you see on the side?
Nami.
No, Rashi says, I have in my brackets, tevas purta, ain lo muvan. The word purta has no understanding. Doesn't make any sense. V'ulai tzarech lomer nami lo shalta ba. He says, maybe you should put the word nami in. And that's what I have in the Ghost of Tzionim. Do you have that in the Ghost of Tzionim?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is very, very beautiful. Because if you look at the Taisvus, Taisvus seems to say, I want to compare Taisvus with Rashi. Yoni, read the Taisvus now. Kireb Zeira, Mishum Tzel. Guys, look inside. Kireb Zeira Mishum Tzel. Go ahead. What does Tosa say? Tosa says, even if it's very wide, there's no Shalta Baina. What does that mean? I don't care how wide it is. You're not going to notice, and therefore it's going to be possible according to Rav if it's higher than 20. Yes? But if you're Abzeira Tzel, then what? If it's wide, it's going to come from the Sakh, it's going to be Kshair. Is that correct?
Yep.
So is there a Machlokas Rashi Taisus here? Please get this down. You read this Rashi, read this Taisus. It's very, very interesting. Okay? Because according to Rashi, let's get this down. We're going to take the word Purta very seriously. So if you take the word purta very seriously, what comes out? That if you have a gigantic sukkah, Donnie, get it down, more than arba amos, there is no chisaron of shlita sayin. Jacob, you follow me? Rashi says the word purta. What does purta mean? A little bit. That means if it's 4.1, but let's say it's 9.7. It's mashram Rashi that if it's huge, there would be no chisaron of shlita sayin. You would notice the schach. And it would be kosher according to Rabbi, even if it's 25 amas high. Whereas according to Taisvus, Taisvus says explicitly, what did he say, Yoni? Dafila rechava tuva lo shalta beina. He says, I don't care even if it's 9.7, if it's 25 amas high, it is psula. So the simplest reading of this, this is what I want you guys to notice on your own. Seems like it's a machlokes Rashi Taisvus. Rashi says the word purt on purpose. 4.1 in a Hanami is a problem. But if it's going to be bigger than 4.1, if it's going to be really large, like 9.7, then there is Shlita sign. Even Rabba would fit. So this statement could even fit according to Rabba if it's huge. Comes along, Tyson says, forget about it. I don't care how big it is, it only fits Reb Zeira, it never fits Rabba Shlita sign. If I would ask you, which one fits the pshat in the Gemara better? David, what do you think? Rashi or Tyson's pshat? Tosfos, because the Gemara didn't say Purta. No, the Gemara said anything above more than what our Bamas are, take it seriously. No. Rashi says no. Anything more means Purta. No. I would have said like Tosfos. So please get down in your notes. First approach is, simplest reading is, Tzemachleikis Rashi Tosfos. Comes along the Rishash, which I want you to see. The Rishash says, I'm sorry. Even according to Rashi, I want you to lav dafka the word purta. Rashi later on in Dibra Masko Mashka is mashma this as well. In Dibra Masko Mashka, if we get to it today, from Rashi it doesn't make a difference. 4.1, 9.7, it doesn't make a difference. There never will be any what? Cognition when it's wide. So the Rashash says, halach lamaisa, even though, and this is what Rashi says, the time of Mishle 9 is possible, even it's Rechava Tuva. Why is that? Why is that? The Rashash says, B'mitzias, if it's 9.7, you do notice. Right? You do notice. You do notice when it's very wide. Because if it's, this is what the Rashash assumes. He says if it's wider, you are going to notice. He claims if it's wider, you are going to notice. But I want you to get this down. He says, Lo ratzu chachamim latet divrein l'shiurim. The chachamim could not come up with a shiur exactly. When it would be what? When it would be kosher, when it's so wide. So therefore, since they could not come up with an exact shiur, they chucked the whole thing. And they said it's always puzzle. You never can notice, they said. Al pi din. You never can notice. But the truth is, Rashash says, sometimes you do notice, but I don't know what the width is. Is it 9.7? Is it more than 9.7? Is it a little bit less? Since there is no, they said categorically, no natata davrecha l'shirim. The Chachamim did not give over their words to shirim, Dani. And therefore they categorically what? They categorically said it's considered to be a problem of Shalita Sayin and it's possible according to Rabbah. Only according to Reb Zeir is it good. Okay? Please get this. According to Reb Zeir, is it good? Because Reb Zeir, there's a definitive shear. What's the definitive shear? Dalid al dalid. Arba amos, arba amos. If you go a little bit wider, there will be what? If you go a little bit wider, there'll be shade from the what? From the schach. You got that? So that's a definitive shear. So the definitive shear, I'm willing to go with that. So according to the Rishash, is there a machlokes Rashi Tosfos? Get it down. No, there is no machlokes Rashi. Now I thought the pasuk, because I took the word purta very seriously, so I thought there was a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. So I want you to get that down. You can't say that's wrong. I mean, I'm interpreting it literally. Shaslav Dafka, and he says no, there's no machlokes Rashi Tosfos. But he does agree with what I said that if it's wider, there'll be some cognition. But since you can't come up with the exact sure, they chucked the whole thing. They posseled it. Okay. I just want you to get down in your notes. I think Lamaisa. I think that according to the way Rashash is talking, that it's only possible what? Midrabanan, midiraisa. I think it's only possible midrabanan. Yes. If you have a widened sukkah more than what? More than 4.4, and you're going with who? You're going with Rabbah, and it's 25 amas high? Maybe one could say a shtickle tire and say it's only possible midrabanan according to the Rashash. Because Lamaisa, the bottom line is you might have shlita sayin, but they had to possible it because why? Public policy. Do you guys know what public policy means?
Yeah.
Public policy, we don't want guys to get confused. So they had to pass a little across the board. They had to make a low plug, but I'm saying that's the Rabbana.
Yeah.
It's Mashmid Rabbana, which is a Kiddush, what we're saying. Whereas according to what we wanted to say, Rachlish Rashi Taisis, we're talking about Psul D'Raisa. Saying a Kiddush, what we're saying here today. It's a Kiddush with this Rashash.
How does Rashash read Purza? How would you just
say Lav Dafka. The whole thing's.
How would you read the Rashi?
He just says Lav Dafka. A little bit, he says a little bit, it's no difference in a little bit or big. He's just trying to highlight what the Gemara says. A little bit Lamaisa is just the same thing as big. That's all he was trying to say. It's a Kiddush. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
If you agree the Rashi with the Osionim,
yes.
You don't even need the Rashash to say that Tosfos Rashi say the same thing.
Right. You gotta take out the word purti, put Nami in. Correct. That's what he says. Take the word
Rashash.
Yeah, it would fit like the Rashash beautifully. Excellent. Get that down in your notes. Take out the word purta, but we have purta, so you can't ignore it. I don't want to ignore it.
It changed the
I know, but so the Rashash didn't have the word purta, he had the word nami. Tevis purta ain't lo move on. So therefore you gotta put the word nami in. Okay, fine.
Are we going to get the assumption that
we're going with both? You gotta be mas with both. I'm not saying one's right. So I want you to know both.
I don't understand how they're different. Like you basically.
Yes. Purta implies that only if there's a little bit of what? a little bit more than 4 or 4, it's mashma, you won't recognize the sukkah still. But mashma, if it's much wider, like 9.7, you are going to recognize the schach. So it would be good according to Rabbah as well. That's the difference. If you take the word purta seriously, only a little bit is in a problem according to Rabbah. You won't recognize the sukkah. But if you make it very wide, you will recognize it. Get that down, it'll be kosher. So that means Rashi says, yes, if it's very wide, it's good. Tosh says, no. Machlek Rashi says, the way we're learning. According to Rashash, no, it's not true. But I want to grant you, the Rashash did say what we said, that it is what? It is recognizable, so then why don't you come up with a shear? They can't. They didn't know what exactly it is. So therefore, they chucked the whole thing. They said it's possible. But I'm just saying, the way Rashash says it, maybe it's only absolved in the Rabbana. Yes, Avra.
Did Chachamim throw it out before Rashi or after Rashi?
Of course before Rashi, but Rashi's being masbered. No, he said purta means also what? Rashi says purta, but also long as well. But since the Chachamim did not have a direct shear, they postled it lo plug min rabbanim. Of course the Chachamim said it before Rashi. Rashi being masber the Gemara.
So Rashi's saying
you really might recognize the schach when it's very wide, but the bottom line is, since there's no distinct shear, when to determine that, they postled it all. But I'm saying, according to the formulation of the Rishash, it's only going to be a psul midrabanan. Okay? Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
I don't get this thing where if it's wider, you're going to have more cognition of the stuff. Like, I don't understand that. Like, why should you have more cognition of the stuff unless the wall fills the stuff?
Because you're not crunched. You're not crunched. So if you're not crunched and it's widened, you're going to feel more, much more space, which will allow you to look up. That's the assumption.
According to Rabbah, shouldn't it only work if the walls touch the stuff?
Yes, you're right, but what? The Yoni's making a great kasha. Didn't we learn right before Rabbah that the walls have to touch the schach? But now we're saying that what? That there might be cognition if it's wider. We're opening up a new door. Correct.
Even if they're not touching.
You're asking, why did Rabbah say that? He didn't say that. He only talked about the walls. He didn't get into a shear. He didn't get into a specific amount of the width.
He made it sound like a requirement.
Yes, he did, but that's not considered to be the only requirement. It didn't preclude everything else. It did not preclude everything else, okay? You follow what I mean? You're making a good, excellent ha'ara. Meaning Rabbah not only allows when the walls touch the schach, but he also allows what? He also allows if it's very wide. You're making a great point. But that's only if you interpret what? Then it's a machlokas Rashi Tosh. The Rishash says what we said is not right. You follow me? I'm just saying if you interpret Rashi Tosh as literally. So I'm saying your kasha is good only according to the way we interpret Rashi Tosh, then it's a machlokas. If you interpret like the Rishash, then it's not true. Even when it's wide, they come passled everything. Okay? It's a very good kasha that you're pointing out. Okay? Let's get fight. Real quick, Efrain. What?
Back in the center, did they say anything about Rashi? No.
No, they just the two Mahalchim. I'm just pointing out that's the Machlokes.
Okay.
Yes, Donnie, go ahead, real quick.
That case talking about where the walls, being Rabbah would also hold kosher even in a case where they're not touching the walls.
That's exactly what Yoni's saying, correct. Yes. That's a big Kiddush. Yoni's saying, why didn't Rabbah say that? Okay, it's a good Kasha. That's a good Kasha. Yeah, but maybe he wasn't getting into measurements. He only wanted to talk about whether the walls touch or not. But it's a great point what Yoni's saying. I'm saying it's a moot point though if you learn like the Rishash, because there's no machlokes. Everyone says it's possible. It's only a good ha'ara if you hold like we said that it's a machlokes Rashi Tosis, not like the Rishash. You follow me? If you hold that it's a machlokes Rashi Tosis, then Rabbah should have said it. So I'm answering. Okay, Rabbah's talking about the walls touching. He's not getting into the measurements. Okay, very good. You got it? Okay. Let's see now the Tosis inside. Okay? Let's see Tosis inside now. Yeshba. Everyone got it? Let's see inside Yeshba. You ready? Go ahead, Yoni. Let's see Tosis Yeshba. It's a very, very, it's a Chiddush Tosis, this Tosis. Let's go, guys. Go ahead. What do you say? You know what? Let's go a little bit vital in the Gemara before we see the Tosis so we get the background. Okay, even though you guys saw it already. Let's go a little bit vital in the Gemara. Go ahead, Yoni. Third Shita. Go ahead. Come on. Next one. Rav Hanan bar Rabba b'shem Rav. Let's go. Come on.
Rav Hanan bar Rabba b'shem Rav.
So you have, what is that considered to be?
Seven.
Well, an average man is 6 amas by 6 amas. That's what we assume. An average man, the Gemara says, that's Ayin Beis, is ama lama, 6 by 6, and then the Shulchan is another 7th. Yushalmi says this, Perik Beis Alach Ches. Okay? So Roshu Verubu Shulchano, an average man is 6 by 6 Tfachim, right? No, when a man sits, he's amal ama, and the table's an extra tefach. So that sheva tefachim by sheva tefachim is the minimum shear of a sukkah.
Well, it's not sitting, he's laying.
Yeshiva shul sukkah. Yeshiva shul sukkah.
Why are you
yeah, the tefach's going to be a table. Very small, yeah. Yeah, very small. Go ahead, Yoni. So the machloik is keman aslo. They have like a little tray. Wait, guys, let's see inside the Gemara. Keman Azla Hadam Rav Chana Barab Amar Rav. Go ahead. Machloik is loud, Yoni, loud. B'sheina what? Excellent. Aval what? Beautiful. Beautiful. So the Gemara says basically, Rabba Bar Chanan had a court of Rav. That the Machlokes in Reb Yehuda and Chachamim is by when you have a very small sukkah, actually the smallest minimum size. If it's higher than 20 amas, Chachamim say it's possible. Reb Yehuda says it's kshera. But if it's wider than the minimum size, everyone agrees that it's good. This plugs in with nobody and Amud Aleph. Let's go. Number one, it doesn't plug in with Rava, because anything above 20 is what? Is Kevin, not a Roy. I don't care about the minimum size. Doesn't plug in with who?
Zero.
Doesn't plug in with Reb Zeira, why not? Because it's a small thing. You make it a little bit bigger than the minimum size, it's going to affect the shade. Shade's still going to come from the funnels. Excellent, Donnie. And what about what? What about Rabba? He has no idea. He has no idea if it's built a little bit wider than the minimum size. So the Gemara says, I don't know what the basis of Rochanan bar Rabba Ibishem Rav is based on. I don't know. I don't know his theory. There's nothing wrong with saying I don't know. The Gemara says here on Beis and Beis that Rabba Bar Chanan says I don't know what the pshat is. I don't know what his theory is. Keman delochad. He doesn't have to plug in with what? He doesn't have to plug in with one of the three at all. Okay? Does not have to plug in with one of the three. And Rashi's Masber very beautiful. Look inside. Keman. I'm doing the two Rashi's there. You got it? Yoni, read real loud. Keman, go ahead.
Keman delochad. Sahanah delel.
Oh, excellent. You skipped the parentheses. Above 20, you're also Lo Shalta. Who cares whether it's Yosef Mechdei Rosh Shavruba? Go ahead. And the cells from the dolphin, from the walls. Go ahead. What did that last line mean?
That it also has nothing to do with shade.
No, what does that mean? That if the mechitzas are higher than 20, you're going to need what? It would have to be keva, and you need to have what? You need to have a roy. That's how you read the Rashi. If you guys ask me that, mechitzas keva nami boy. If the mechitzas would be higher than 20, then it would be what? It would be keva, and we don't require keva. We require a roy, so it would be a problem. Next Rashi, Rosho. They used to eat when they inclined. They laid down like Ephraim said, and they would eat on Sad Smolim. Why Sad Smolim?
They wouldn't choke.
Gomorim Sachim, excellent. When you do a save at the Seder, you do on the left. So you're not Makdim Kavan Leveshes. Plus the fact the Gemara says Yisibus Asabus Yamin Zloshme Asaba. Reclining on the right side is not called a Seder. The Gemara gives two reasons in Pesachim. What daf? Kuf Chesam and Aleph. That Asabus Yamin is not a Seder. Go ahead. Ain what? Right, so perfectly minimum on Rosh Rubo and Shulchano. Not Rosho, the Shulchano of Rubo, and not Rosh Rubo, not Shulchano. It has everything. Halacha L'maisa. So the Gemara says, command the Lochad. Doesn't plug in with either one at all. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Doesn't plug in at all. Read the Tosas, please. Come on, go ahead.
Come on, Lord God. Dibri Rav Chanan Bar
It's like a chicken coop. You can't even move in it. No one lives in a space like that. Teshu kein deduru. You have to live in the sukkah. You live throughout the year. But cave into what?
Cave
into gavi. It's so tall. The katina kulei. It's so small. Right. La kruye. Excellent. But if it holds more than the head and rosh, it's no longer a chicken coop, and therefore it's kosher. Very, very good. Excellent. Okay. Read on in the Gemara. Says the Gemara like this. Let's go, guys. We got to get this. I want to get to that Tysus. Okay, go ahead. Bishlama, look inside. It's good that Rav Osha argues on Rav Huna and Rav Hanan Bar Abba, and there are two girsas. Some have pliga, some don't have pliga. I hope you notice that with the Tysus, right? What does the word pliga mean?
Argue.
What do you mean they argue? What does it mean that they argue? Mean that what? What does Rav Osha talk about? Rav Osha talks about what?
The wall.
The walls touching the what? Stock. He doesn't say a word about dimensions. So Bishlam, what? You can say the word plig or not pliga. Why would it not be pliga? Why would it not fit the word not pliga? Why would it not fit low pliga? Because either they're talking about two different topics. You can refer to it as if they're arguing. Because he didn't talk about what? Dimension, so he's arguing. I'm talking about a different topic. You could say, I'm not arguing, I'm talking about a different topic. Semantical, you follow me? It's semantical when you have the word plegan. Go ahead, so Bishlama.
Bishlama, the Rebbe Yosha, Pliga, Adra, Puna, Bura, Pana, Baraba, Inuka, Yabe, Shira, Kumashpa.
They give the shir what? In width. The Iu what?
The Iu, Loka, Yabe, Shira, Kumashpa.
But they don't give a shear. He doesn't give a shear in mesh. He just has the walls touching the sock. Ella what?
Ella Rafuna Barab, Panabaraba, Nema Behemshir Sukkah.
Go ahead. The Mar Savar.
The Mar Savar, Hemshir Sukkah, Barba Amos. Mar Savar, Hemshir Sukkah, Banachekas, Rosh
Rusha. Rafuna holds Arba Amos. And Rafhana Barab holds what? Rosh Rusha Sukkah. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? You guys tell me. What's the Kasha of the Gemara? Avram, what's the Kasha?
Where they hold that book?
Say that they're arguing.
Meaning who? Rav Hun and Rav Hanan Bar Abba arguing about what, Marty? The minimum share of the sukkah. Why try to plug it into Amud Aleph? It has nothing to do with Amud Aleph. It has nothing to do with Amud Aleph. None at all. Don't try to plug it in. They're all Amoraim. The Amoraim don't have to jive with one another.
Yeah.
Why do you have to plug it in at all? Just say they're arguing about the minimum level of a sukkah. Rav Hanan, what does Rav Huna hold? Arba Amos. What does Rav Hanan Bar Abba hold?
No.
He holds Shiva Tvachim and Shiva Tvachim. Very small. Yeah. Tvachim are much smaller. So why can't they argue about the minimum shir of a sukkah? And they don't have to plug it at all. In fact, we already had one that didn't plug in. Who? Rav Hanan Bar Abba, Kaman Delochad. So the Gemara just says, why don't you say that's the Gemara's Kasha, guys? Everyone got that Kasha? The whole premise of this Gemara today, Donnie, was to what? The whole premise of the Gemara today was to plug in who? Bezim and Bez with what? Bezim and Aleph. The Gemara is challenging that now. Just say they argue with the minimum share of the sukkah. What's the Gemara's answer? Go ahead, Yoni.
No, the Kuli Alma.
Oh, excellent. Go ahead. The Kuli Alma.
The Kuli Alma, Hefshir Sukkah, Roshavarovim.
So there's no machlokas by the minimum share. What does everyone hold? Roshavarovim is the minimum share. So what's the machlokas? Go ahead, V'hacha.
V'hacha, V'hacha. Demar Sabar, V'meshekes, Rosh HaBaro, V'shulchano, Pligit. Abu Yoter, V'rosh HaBaro, V'shulchano, Zirei HaKol, V'shero.
Ah! If it's exactly what Rosh HaBaro, then you have Machlokes Yubin Lucham, if it's 25 amas high. Umar Sabar.
Umar Sabar.
Who's Mar Sabar? Rav Huna. Right.
Umar Sabar, V'rosh HaBaro, V'shulchano, Adal Amos, Pligit. Abu Yoter, V'dal Amos, Zirei HaKol, V'shero.
Beautiful. What's the machlokes? What's the machlokes between what? What's the machlokes between Rav Huna when it's from Shiva Shiva Tvachim to what Arba Amos? That window machlokes are beautiful. Chamim. If it's what? If it's what? If it's higher than 20, but if it's higher than Arba Amos,
everyone agrees.
If it's wider than Arba Amos, everyone agrees that it's good. Very good. Excellent. So at the end of the day, who can we attach Bezim and Bezim and Aleph?
All three of them.
No. Who can we attach at the end of the day?
The first and the second.
The first statement of Rav Moshe goes with who?
Rabba.
Rav Moshe is the one who said what? Touching. That's Rabba. Adam, let's get this. Who holds like Rav Huna holds like who?
Rav
Huna holds like Rav Zeira, more than Amamis itself. And who does Rav Hanan hold like?
No one.
Doesn't hold like anybody. And I'm okay with that. Rashi says, and Tyson says, one sec, let's get this. Okay? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that chiddush. But what we have to point out is the following. And this is the chiddush that I want you to get. The chiddush is, halacha l'maisa, is what Tysus asks here. This is what Tysus asks. Take a look at Yoni inside. Yeshba, go ahead. Yeshba Yoser, go ahead. Yeshba Yoser, look inside, guys. Yeshba Yoser, look at the Tysus. That's why I said you got to wait till the end of the Gemara. In the Maskan of the Gemara, Huna says the Machlokes from Rosh Rubat Arbamos Pli Yoser what? Yoser mi Arbamos. Oh, Vitema. Tema. Where's Matthew? Vitema. Where is he?
He's
not feeling well. Thank you, Jeb. Fu shleima to him. Tema. What's Tema? Bam Kasha. He asked me and said, Rebbe, is it Nagasaki or Hiroshima? I said, we don't. Joke around, a lot of people got killed, got come on the slot. But it's a bomb kasha, Vitema, go ahead. Go ahead, Vitema, go ahead. What's a kasha? Vitema, go ahead. Im Haisa. Havadai. Come on, fine, let's go. Havadai, what? What's a kasha? What's a kasha toises? It's a bomb kasha. What's a bomb kasha? If you get a little bit wider than Arba Amos, what's going to happen?
It's suddenly kosher.
If you get a little bit wider than Arba Amos, suddenly kosher? What's going on here? It's crazy. It's still the shade is from what? From the walls. It's not from the what? From the schach. That's a bomb kasha. Why does the Gemara say, though, if it's a little bit wider than 4 amos, it's fine? It's not fine. If you have 4.1, the shade is coming from the walls, not the schach. Now the Gemara says later on in the Daf Chav Beis and Beis that if you have half schach and half avir, it's kosher. We look at the floor, machlekes Rashi ben Tam lemaisa. If it's half and half, it's fine. What Reb Zeira adds on is that the shade cannot come from what? Cannot come from the walls. It's got to come from what? It's got to come from the schach. Halacha lemaisa. That's what Reb Zeira adds on. That the shade comes from the schach, we said half and half, it's fine. Everyone agrees to that. What is the psul? Chamsa miruba mitzilasa. But if it's half avir and half schach, it's considered to be good. As long as there's no more chamsa, it's fine. Reb Zeira just adds on that the shade's got to come from the schach. So I ask you a following kasha, Taisa says. If it's 4.1 Yehuda, then you got a problem. Why do you tell me that it's kosher? It's still going to be from the what? From the walls. That's such a strong kasha. So what's Tosfos gives? Two terutzim. Let's get it. Go ahead, Yoni. Period. Get it down. It's a ratio. What do I mean by ratio? 4 to 20 is a ratio 1 to 5. Arba amos has to be esrim amma. If you have a 40 amma sukkah, as long as it's 8 wide, it's fine. 8 to 40 is a ratio of 1 to 5. Therefore, that's acceptable. And therefore, once you work with rules of ratio, then we assume that the shade will be from what? The shade will be from the schach. So in other words, if you ratio it every single time, the shade we assume is coming from the schach, not the walls. Every time you go a little bit wider, well, I got to be able to calculate what the height is. If you calculate it right according to this ratio, the shade will always be from the schach. Says the Marsha. I gave you the Marsha. Says the Marsha. I want you to know, says the Marsha, this works even less than Arba Amos. He says, even less than Arba Amos, you have to do this cheshbon. Even less than Arba Amos, you must work this cheshbon. And who says this? The Tashbates. The Tashbates says this cheshbon. Okay? The Tashbates says this cheshbon. Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Chaf Vav. Okay? It's amazing. Because I want you to get this. According to the first day in Tosfos, why is it, Marty, that the Mishnah gave the example of what? What is the Mishnah's example? What's the Mishnah's example? Arba ar arba? No, arba arba what? 20 amas. Yes? Why didn't he give what? The minimum shear of what? Shiva tvachim al shiva tvachim. Do the math. Shouldn't be that bad. Seven tvachim by seven tvachim times what?
Five.
Times the ratio of five. Get that down, Yehuda, right now. That's the kasha of the Marshaw. Why did the Mishnah give that case? This is what the Marshaw asked, according to the first day in Tosfos. So he says the Tashbeis answers because the Stam Sukkah is made arba arba, because you want to be able to lay down there. And the Aruch HaNer says the Mishnah mentioned the most common example. The most common example is that it should be kashal kuli alma. Rebbe says a sukkah that's psula less than arba amos is psula. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So therefore we wanted to mention an example that is kosher according to everyone. Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Yerushalmi writes that if it's less than arba amos, it's psula. So we don't want to mention a case in the Mishnah where what? Where it wasn't according to everyone. That's the Aruch HaNer's answer. The Tashbeit says, no, I want to give a case where it's roid l'shkiva. So I want to give a case where the Mishnah gives a case where sukkah's arba arba. So therefore it's considered to be arba arba. So if it's arba arba, that's a beautiful sukkah ratio 1 to 5. And if you have a ratio less, it's also good. What do I mean less? Because what's the minimum share of a sukkah?
Zion.
If as long as I have the right share, it's fine. So why did the Mishnah give that case? The Aruch HaNer says, because why? Because we want to give a case where it's kosher according to everyone. It's less than Dal Dal according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, according to Yerushalmi, it's Psula. Rabbeinu HaKadosh not mentioned in our Mishnah. What's the answer of what? Of the Tashbeitz? We want to give a case where it's Roy L'Shiva. But I was thinking, one second, we got to get this. I was thinking like this. Guys, get this down. You to get this. The Marsha asks, why did Tosfos ask this kasha only according to the Maskana? That's why I waited to do this Tosfos according to the Maskana. Because the Havamin was what? The Havamin is clear that the Sukkah of Arba Amos, you have to go a few the ratio. But in the Maskana, what's the Maskana? What's the Maskana of the Gemara according to Huna? Between Shiva Shiva and Arba Amos. If it's between and it's in that window, what do you got? What do you have if it's in that window? What do you think? It would not be what? Lefi the Cheshbin, Halach Lamaisa. Kishem Shalamata, that's the, according to Machloikis, according to Maskon, if the Machloikis from Shiva Shiva Arba, Taisa says, just like Lamata Mi Arba is not Lefi the Cheshbin, Huadin Lamaila is what? Is also not Lefi the Cheshbin. That's what Taisa understood, Halach Lamaisa. And therefore, Taisa answers, that's wrong. Because it's always Lefi the Cheshbon, even Lamata. That's the Marsha's Knech. Again, I'm going to say it over. The Marsha says that Tosfos only asked this Kasha according to the Maskanas of Gemara. Because the Havamin is clear that you're working with a ratio. Only according to Maskana will you develop this window of Lamata Miyasara, because it goes from Zion and Zion Archesh, you'd have a Havamina. That in the Havam, that it, according to the Maskanas of Gemara, just like below Arba Amos is no ratio, I would think above there's no ratio. Comes along, Tosfos says that's wrong. Why is it, Avram, in the Maskana, where you develop this window, would you think that there's no ratio? I can't hear you. In other words, since there's no exact case where they're arguing, it's just a window, it's hard to say that there's a ratio developed. So you would think that just like below Arba Amos there's no ratio, I would think above there's no ratio. So therefore Tosfos asks, well then what's going on here? Then if you're 4.1 Lamais, it's automatically good? No, Tosfos says, I want you to know we also go with the ratio, even what? Even according to the Maskana.
Even below? What about below?
Even below, correct, says the Marsha. So that's exactly what he gives his answer. That's what the Marsha is saying.
The Mishnah doesn't make sense if it's talking, if we see the Mishnah talking about Arba Arba, one of the Amoraim say here, no, the Mishnah is talking about between 3 and 4.
No, the Machlaikis is, the Machlaikis is between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chum, between Shiva Al Shiva and Arba Amos.
Yeah.
That's the machloikis.
But the Gemara, the Mishnah, we just said the Mishnah is talking about only Arba Arba.
No, the Mishnah in the Havamini was talking about Arba Arba, and the Maskana is talking about this wide window. So it's this wide window, says Avram, there's no ratio.
So
both below and on top. Toy says that's wrong.
So why does it say Esri? Why does the Mishnah say Esri in the 2, 3, and 4?
We gave the answer. Because a classical sukkah l'shchiv is 4 to 20. 1 to 5, we want to be able to land, or we want to make a case where it's agreed upon according to everyone. Even Rabbi HaKadosh says it's good. Because with less than our Bob, it's tzula. So that's what Taisa says. So we got to close. Donnie, you asked me after Mincha. So we're up to the second terrace of Taisa. The first terrace of Taisa, we are with ratios. Tomorrow, we got to see the second terrace of Taisa, and then we got to go fight to the next piece of Gemara that talks about the mitzvah of Chinuch, which is amazing. Love this we have. Okay, who wants to down for the Yomer? Marty, you want down for the Yomer? Yeah?